Good morning. Let's begin our service by singing hymn number 280. Praise, my soul, the King of heaven. To his feet thy tribute bring. Ransomed, healed, restored, forgiven. Who like us his praise should sing? Praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him. Praise the everlasting King. Hymn number 280. Scriptural will be given by Dale from Virginia.
Psalms. How amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts! My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house, they will be still praising thee. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are the ways of them. They go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeareth before God. Behold, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed. For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee.
We will now have a moment of silent prayer and follow with the Lord's Prayer. and its spiritual interpretation as given in the Christian Science textbook. Father, Mother, God, all harmonious.
Hallowed be thy name.
Adorable One.
Thy kingdom come.
Thy kingdom is come. Thou art ever present.
Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven.
Enable us to know, as in heaven, so on earth, God is omnipotent, supreme.
Give us this day our daily bread.
Give us grace for today. Feed the famished affections.
And forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors.
And love is reflected in love.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
And God leadeth us not into temptation, but delivereth us from sin, disease, and death.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever.
For God is infinite, all power, all life, truth, love, over all and all. Let's now sing hymn number 83. God made all his creatures free. Life itself is liberty. God ordained no other bands than united hearts and hands. Hymn number 83. Welcome to the Sunday morning service of the Plainfield Christian Science Church Independent. We begin every Sunday morning here at 10 a.m. with our roundtable discussion, where we discuss this week's lesson and other topics that need to be covered, and learn how to practice Christian Science better in our daily lives. And we did have another really good one this morning. So if you missed it, or if you'd like to hear it again, you can find it on our website, plainfieldcs.com. And you can also find it on our YouTube channel and our Vimeo channel. We have a Sunday school for children that meets at 11 every Sunday morning. And that Sunday school is available to children everywhere. It has its own teleconference number, and many of our Sunday school students do not live in the area, but they attend via telephone. And that means that if you have a child of Sunday school age and you don't live in the area, your child can also attend our Sunday school. So call us. We'll be happy to give you the number, and our Sunday school teachers would be very happy to welcome your child to our Sunday school. We have a testimony meeting every Wednesday evening at 8:15, where you can hear testimonies of healings and lives saved through the study and practice of Christian Science. And at all of our services, we have a nursery for infants and toddlers, so if you do attend in person, you can bring the whole family. We have 17 different websites in 17 different languages, and they all contain the very finest Christian Science literature available. And all of our websites are entirely free of charge. You can read, study, listen, download, print, anything on any of our websites without charge. Freely we have received, and freely we do give. And that is why we are so grateful to those of you who contribute financially to our church. It is a great cause. And one of the things that I'd like to point out, an article featured on the English language website entitled God and Man by Edward Kimball. Excellent article. Good explanation as to who we are and why we are here. I recommend it very highly. Everyone is welcome here. And that includes all of you who are listening and participating from around the world. Now we will have the reading of a testimony of healing from the chapter entitled Fruitage in the Christian Science textbook. And this testimony attests to the healing power obtained by studying the Christian Science textbook. And that reading will be given this morning by Mara from Mississippi.
Page 609, The True Physician Found. It is with a deep sense of gratitude that I send the particulars of my healing through Christian Science. While visiting friends in the southwestern part of Ontario about 3 years ago, my attention was called to Christian Science and the wonderful healing it was doing. I had lived in New York for 25 years, but had never heard of Christian Science before, to my recollection. Up to that time, for 17 years, I had suffered with indigestion and gastritis in the worst form, often being overcome from the seeming pressure against the heart. I had asthma for 4 years, also had worn glasses for 4 years. It seemed to me that I had swallowed every known medicine to relieve my indigestion, but it only gave me temporary benefit. I purchased a copy of Science and Health, and simply from the reading of that grand book, I was completely healed of all my physical ailments in 2 weeks' time. I have used no medicine from that day to this. And with God's help and the wonderful light revealed to me through the reading of Mrs. Eddy's book, I never expect to again. I used to smoke 8 or 10 cigars a day and also took an occasional drink, but the desire for these has gone. I feel forever. I travel on the road and am constantly being invited to indulge, but it is no effort to abstain. And in many instances, I find that my refusal helps others. While I fully appreciate the relief from my physical troubles, this pales into insignificance in comparison with the spiritual uplifting Christian Science has brought me. I had not been inside a church for more than 10 years to attend regular services until I entered a Christian Science church. What I saw and realized there seemed so genuine that I loved Christian Science from the very start. I have never taken a treatment. Every inch of the way has been through study and practical demonstrations, and I know that all can do the same thing if they will try. Since I have been in science, I have overcome a case of ulcerated tooth in one night through the reading of Science and Health, also a severe attack of grip in 36 hours by obeying the scripture saying, "Physician, heal thyself." BHN, New York, New York.
The Bible and the Christian Science textbook are our only preachers. The scriptural texts and their correlative passages from our textbook, these comprise our sermon. The canonical writings, together with the word of our textbook, corroborating and explaining the Bible texts in their denominational spiritual import and application to all ages, past, present, and future, constitute a sermon undivorced from truth, uncontaminated or fettered by human hypotheses, and authorized by Christ. And today's lesson sermon can be found on page 2 of the Independent Christian Science Quarterly. Subject: God. The golden text is from Isaiah. I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no God beside me. I girded thee, though thou hast not known me. The responsive reading is from Psalms. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein.
For he hath founded it upon the seas, and established it upon the floods.
Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place?
He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully.
He shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation.
Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in.
Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle.
Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in.
Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory. Elizabeth from Georgia will now read.
The Bible, Deuteronomy. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And Moses went up from the plains of Moab unto the mountain of Nebo, to the top of Pisgah, that is over against Jericho. And the Lord showed him all the land. And the Lord said unto him, This is the land which I swear unto Abraham, unto Isaac, unto Jacob, saying, I will give it unto thy seed. I have caused thee to see it with thine eyes, but thou shalt not go over thither. And Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eye was not dim, nor his natural force abated. And there arose not a prophet since in Israel like unto Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face. Joshua. Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. And thou shalt command the priests that bear the Ark of the Covenant, saying, When ye are come to the brink of the water of Jordan, ye shall stand still in Jordan. And Joshua said unto the children of Israel, Come thither and hear the words of the Lord your God. And Joshua said, Hereby ye shall know that the living God is among you. And it shall come to pass, as soon as the soles of the feet of the priests that bear the ark of the Lord of all the earth, shall rest in the waters of Jordan, that the waters of Jordan shall be cut off from the waters that come down from above, and they shall stand upon an heap. And it came to pass, when the people removed from their tents to pass over Jordan, and the priests bearing the Ark of the Covenant before the people, that the waters which came down from above stood and rose up upon an heap, very far from the city Adam. And the priests that bare the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord stood firm on dry ground in the midst of Jordan. And all the Israelites passed over on dry ground, until all the people were passed clean over Jordan. And Joshua said unto them, When your children shall ask their fathers in time to come, then ye shall let your children know, saying, Israel came over this Jordan on dry land. For the Lord your God dried up the waters of Jordan from before you, until ye were passed over, as the Lord your God did to the Red Sea, which he dried up from before us, until we were gone over, that all the people of the earth might know the hand of the Lord, that it is mighty, that ye might fear the Lord your God forever. And it came to pass, when Joshua was by Jericho, that he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there stood a man over against him, with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went unto him, and said unto him, Art thou for us, or for our adversaries? And he said, Nay, but as captain of the host of the Lord am I now come. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth, and did worship, and said unto him, What saith my Lord unto his servant? And the captain of the Lord's host said unto Joshua, Loose thy shoe from off thy foot, for the place whereon thou standest is holy. And Joshua did so. And Joshua gathered all the tribes of Israel to Shechem. And Joshua said unto all the people, Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, Your fathers dwelt on the other side of the flood in old time. And I took your father Abraham from the other side of the flood, and led him throughout all the land of Canaan, and multiplied his seed, and gave him Isaac. And I gave unto Isaac Jacob and Esau, and I gave unto Esau Mount Seir to possess it. But Jacob and his children went down into Egypt. I sent Moses also and Aaron, and I brought your fathers out of Egypt. And ye came unto the sea, and the Egyptians pursued after your fathers with chariots and horsemen unto the Red Sea. And when they cried unto the Lord, he put darkness between you and the Egyptians, and brought the sea upon them, and covered them. And your eyes have seen what I have done in Egypt. And ye went over Jordan, and came unto Jericho. And I have given you a land for which ye did not labor. Now therefore fear the Lord, and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood, and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And Israel served the Lord all the days of Joshua, and all the days of the elders that overlived Joshua, and which had known all the works of the Lord that he had done for Israel. 1 John. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. Jude. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen.
Bruce will now read.
I will read correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, by Mary Baker Eddy. God, the great I am, the all-knowing, all-seeing, all-acting, all-wise, all-loving, and eternal. Principle, mind, soul, spirit, life, truth, love, all substance, intelligence. God is what the scriptures declare him to be, life, truth, love. Spirit is divine principle, and divine principle is love, and love is mind. And mind is not both good and bad, for God is mind. Therefore, there is in reality one mind only, because there is one God. To have one God and avail yourself of the power of spirit, you must love God supremely. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Exodus 20, verse 3. The first commandment is my favorite text. It demonstrates Christian science. It inculcates the triunity of God, Spirit, Mind. It signifies that man shall have no other spirit or mind but God, eternal good, and that all men shall have one mind. The divine principle of the first commandment bases the science of being, by which man demonstrates health, holiness, and life eternal. In the Saxon and 20 other tongues, good is the term for God. The scriptures declare all that he made to be good, like himself, good in principle and in idea. Therefore, the spiritual universe is good and reflects God as he is. God's thoughts are perfect and eternal, are substance and life. Material and temporal thoughts are human, involving error. And since God Spirit is the only cause, they lack a divine cause. The temporal and material are not then creations of spirit. They are but counterfeits of the spiritual and eternal. From beginning to end, the scriptures are full of accounts of the triumph of spirit, mind over matter. Moses proved the power of mind by what men called miracles. So did Joshua, Elijah, and Elisha. Children of Israel, the representatives of soul, not corporeal sense, the offspring of spirit, who, having wrestled with error, sin, and sense, are governed by divine science. As the children of Israel were guided triumphantly through the Red Sea, the dark ebbing and flowing tides of human fear, as they were led through the wilderness, walking wearily through the great desert of human hopes and anticipating the promised joy, so shall the spiritual idea guide all right desires in their passage from sense to soul, from a material sense of existence to the spiritual, up to the glory prepared for them who love God. Mortal mind is the harp of many strings, discoursing either discord or harmony, according as the hand which sweeps over it is human or divine. Before human knowledge dipped to its depths into a false sense of things, into belief in material origins which discard the one mind and true source of being, it is possible that the impressions from truth were as distinct as sound, and that they came as sound to the primitive prophets. The mission of Jesus confirmed prophecy and explained the so-called miracles of olden time as natural demonstrations of the divine power, demonstrations which were not understood. Laws of nature are laws of spirit. but mortals commonly recognize as law that which hides the power of spirit. Divine mind rightly demands man's entire obedience, affection, and strength. No reservation is made for any lesser loyalty. Obedience to truth gives man power and strength. Submission to error superinduces loss of power. Truth casts out all evils and materialistic methods with the actual spiritual law, the law which gives sight to the blind, hearing to the deaf, voice to the dumb, feet to the lame. If Christian Science dishonors human belief, it honors spiritual understanding, and the one mind only is entitled to honor. In Hebrew, Greek, Latin, and English, faith and the words corresponding thereto have these two definitions: trustfulness and trustworthiness. One kind of faith trusts one's welfare to others. Another kind of faith understands divine love and how to work out one's own salvation with fear and trembling. Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief, expresses the helplessness of a blind faith. Whereas the injunction, believe and thou shalt be saved, demands self-reliant trustworthiness, which includes spiritual understanding and confides all to God. From the infinite one in Christian Science comes one principle and its infinite idea. And with this infinitude come spiritual rules, laws, and their demonstration, which, like the great giver, are the same yesterday and today and forever. For thus are the divine principle of healing and the Christ idea characterized in the Epistle to the Hebrews. Man is tributary to God, Spirit, and to nothing else. God's being is infinity, freedom, harmony, and boundless bliss. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Like the archpriests of yore, man is free to enter into the holiest, the realm of God. When we come to have more faith in the truth of being than we have in error, more faith in spirit than in matter, more faith in living than in dying, more faith in God than in man, then no material suppositions can prevent us from healing the sick and destroying error. Hold perpetually this thought, that it is the spiritual idea, the Holy Ghost and Christ, which enables you to demonstrate with scientific certainty the rule of healing, based upon its divine principle, love, underlying, overlying, and encompassing all true being. Life is the everlasting I am, the being who was and is and shall be, whom nothing can erase. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. For God is infinite, all power, all life, truth, love, over all, and all.
Let us now have a moment of silent prayer for our world. Let's now sing hymn number 30. The words of this hymn are by Mary Baker Eddy. Brood o'er us with thy sheltering wing, 'neath which our spirits blend, like brother birds that soar and sing, and on the same branch bend. The arrow that doth wound the dove darts not from those who watch and love. Hymn number 30. Let's now sing hymn number 10. All power is given unto our Lord. On him we place reliance. With truth from out his sacred word, we bid our foes defiance. With him we shall prevail, whatever may assail. He is our shield and tower. Almighty is his power. His kingdom is forever. Hymn number 10.
Thank you. I will read from the Christian Science textbook, the scientific statement of being, and the collective passages from 1 John, 3rd chapter. There is no life, truth, intelligence, nor substance in matter. All is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation. For God is all in all. Spirit is immortal truth. Matter is mortal error. Spirit is the real and eternal. Matter is the unreal and temporal. Spirit is God, and man is his image and likeness. Therefore, man is not material, he is spiritual. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because he knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Romans. Beloved of God, called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.